As a new school year gets underway, I feel the need to reissue my perennial proclamation that athletes should not necessarily be held up as role models, because where's the guarantee that it'll work out when you look to an athlete for what you should do? But how about looking to athletes for what you shouldn't do? Well, that just might make you famous. Here's Only a Game's Karen Given.
I think you start any new job, you're going to be nervous on your first day.
On the second to last day of July, when our story begins, Tucker Hine didn't just have any old first day on the job jitters. He had first day at his first real job jitters.
I'm a night owl, and this whole getting up early in the adult world is kind of hard for me. So my biggest nightmare was not waking up for my alarm the first day.
Mr. Hine graduated from the University of Oklahoma in May and spent the summer preparing to teach ninth grade algebra at Indianapolis Lighthouse Charter School East.
I know that's a mouthful.
And because Mr. Hine had been training with Teach for America, he was a little behind schedule as the first day of school approached.
I was in the school on Saturday night about 1:30 in the morning, and kids come on Monday, and so I'm like scrambling to get my room ready. And I was trying to figure out how to incorporate some class rules into like a poster or something. And the only thing I was trying to do was make a rule that was like, you're going to work hard in my class. But that's very generic. Every single teacher has, oh, you're going to work hard and do all your assignments. I just wanted to do something a little bit different. That's how the whole no KD zone became a thing.
KD, as in Kevin Durant. Did I mention that Mr. Hine is an Oklahoma City Thunder fan? See, he was born and raised in Kansas, but Kansas doesn't have an NBA team. So he was a fan of the league without being a fan of a specific team. But then the Seattle Supersonics moved to nearby Oklahoma and became the Thunder.
I was like, okay, I'm just going to be a diehard Thunder fan.
As a diehard Thunder fan, Mr. Hine knew his Thunder pennant would have to be hung in his classroom, even though he was teaching in Indianapolis, land of the Pacers.
So the Thunder pennant's in the middle, and then up above it says, Mr. Hine's classroom is a no KD zone. On the bottom of the pennant, it has like three different blocks of text. One says, you will not quit on me and I will not quit on you. Another one says, you will not take the easy way out. And I can't remember what the third one's saying. I'm drawing a blank.
You will not walk away from a challenge.
Yes. You will not walk away from a challenge.
A lot of Thunder fans believe Kevin Durant walked away from a challenge when he left the Thunder to join the Golden State Warriors, the team that had just beaten Oklahoma City in the Western Conference Finals. And like a lot of Thunder fans, Mr. Hine remembers exactly where he was when he heard the news.
I was actually down in Houston training with Teach for America. I made the dumb decision to like sleep in that morning when he announced. I think it was like a Saturday.
It was a holiday Monday, July 4th at 10:38 a.m. Central Time, just in case you didn't believe Mr. Hine was really a night owl.
I slept in and woke up to about, I don't know, 20, 30 texts and all these tweet alerts and everything. And I saw all of a sudden like, oh, he's not coming back. And I threw my phone and just rolled over and went back to bed. Pretty depressing.
I hope you didn't break your phone.
I didn't. No, I kind of wanted to, but it wasn't worth that by any means.
So nearly 4 weeks later, sitting at his computer as the hours ticked by before the first day of school and still feeling the sting of Durant's departure, Mr. Hine says the three phrases just popped into his head. You will not quit on me, and I will not quit on you. You will not walk away from a challenge. You will not take the easy way out.
They were so close to beating Golden State, and they were going to be right there in the discussion next season. To bring a title to OKC would have been insane. It would have meant so much. And in my very biased opinion, I'll admit I'm very biased, but yeah, I think he took the easy way out.
Mr. Hine says his class rules come off as a bit more of a dig on Durant than he really planned. He doesn't apologize for that. But he does have one regret about his poster.
I do. It's literally just construction paper, blue and orange and Thunder colors, and then like, and just whatever font I could find on Microsoft Word. So I would have made it look a lot nicer had I known so many people were going to see it.
Because in the end, a lot of people did see that poster.
I took a picture of it. I sent it to my parents and a few friends back home. They cracked up at it. And then I was just so tired. I just passed out pretty late that night. And then the next day, I posted it to Facebook.
And what happened?
It was kind of crazy. All my social media friends started to share it and like it. And it took off over the course of a day or two in Oklahoma. And then the Oklahoma City, the local media caught wind of it. And then from there, it kind of took off on a national scale.
ESPN shared Mr. Hines' photo on Instagram. USA Today, Fox Sports, and sports talk radio stations picked up the story. Mr. Hines was becoming Facebook famous just at the very moment he was waking up for his first day on the job.
I was just like trying to make it to work on time and have like a semi-coherent lesson plan for the day. And all of a sudden, like, my phone's just blowing up. I can't keep up with all of it. It definitely calmed my nerves a little bit because I just had a big distraction. So that it definitely helped.
The principal at Indianapolis Lighthouse East thought the poster was funny. He just told Mr. Hine to put in a good word for the school during interviews. And his fellow teachers seemed to get a kick out of it, too. At least most of them did.
I think it was like Friday after school. So we're all excited. We made it through our first week. And then they all want to come in into my room and see the poster. And it was just kind of funny to have the whole staff in there, and a few of them were taking selfies with it and just kind of having fun with it. One was pretty mad. She goes, "I've been trying to go viral for years. You're here for a week and put up one little poster and all of a sudden you're famous."
Well, how about the students? How did they react on the first day of school?
Oh, they talked a lot of trash. So they're not Thunder fans by any means. They understood what I was kind of getting at, but a lot of them, they were like, "Oh yeah, you should have gone to the Warriors. He wants to win a title," which you know, that's fair. But it started a lot of fun arguments in class that first day.
Teaching math to ninth graders isn't easy. Mr. Hines says it's a love it or hate it subject, and he figures he needs all the help he can get. So bantering with students about sports is a good way to break the ice. But while his no KD zone has gotten quite a lot of attention inside and outside of the classroom, Mr. Hine isn't sure his three rules will actually make his job any easier.
It's probably too soon to tell. Like, I'm still getting to know the students. They're still getting to know me. We're still just getting into the very beginning of all of our content this semester. So we'll see once we get to the hard stuff how much they want to quit or not quit.
But no one has walked away from a challenge yet.
No, nobody's packed up and moved away to San Francisco yet.
There's only one person Mr. Hine can say for sure that his poster has already helped inspire, and that's Tucker Hine.
I put that up there for the students, but like as a first-year teacher, I found myself looking at that thing too, like, all right, you told these kids they can't quit, you can't quit either.
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.